Welcome to the Print Pod. Ananya Bhardwaj, our senior assistant editor, wrote an article titled Lakshar Offshoot Circulated How to Target Non-Locals Document Month Before Kashmir Killings. I'm Pia, and I bring you the podcast version of this article. Just a month before the spate of civilian killings began in Kashmir in early October, the Resistance Front, or the TRF, an offshoot of the Lashkar-e-Taiba, circulated a document listing out the strategy on how to target and boycott non-locals in the valley, locally as well as militarily, the print has learned. The TRF has taken responsibility for a number of killings that took place in the first week of October. According to the document, released through the messaging app Telegram and a VPN-protected blog called Kashmir Fight Online in September, the TRF threatened to not only target civilians who help non-locals in their business or give them a place to stay, but also officials in the administration helping non-locals get a domicile certificate. The print has a copy of the document. The National Investigation Agency, or the NIA, has now taken note of the document and is trying to trace the handles through which it was shared. According to a source in the security establishment, the blog originated in Pakistan and was then circulated digitally to all overground workers, or OGWs. It was also circulated to new recruits. The document speaks about how the revised land law bill, according to which non-locals can now buy land in J&K, should be opposed. It says, non-locals who have been provided with a new domicile certificate should be considered as an enemy of JK, and he or she will be responsible for his or her life. It further asks all Kashmiri locals to keep vigil that no land area is provided to non-locals, especially to those who want to establish any sort of entrepreneurship with any local person. It calls for even J&K police personnel involved in anti-Kashmir struggle activities to be considered as enemies and dealt with accordingly. Speaking about the recent raids by the NIA to detain OGWs, the document says all will be dealt with an iron hand. It says, whosoever is assisting these NIA officials shall be hunted down. The armed and resistance groups should target these agencies through whatsoever resources they can. Speaking to the print, a senior official in the security establishment said Lashkar-e-Taiba is trying hard to gather local support. The source said, this is a desperate move and they have been following this strategy for a long time. For them, non-locals are easy targets. They had resorted to this strategy even after abrogation of Article 370 and gunned down labourers working in the apple mandis. All the agencies are working together for this operation and have detained over 800 people. The source added, since these men are now leaderless after the death of their commanders in encounters, they are unable to launch an attack on the security forces and are getting desperate, hence these attacks on non-locals. According to the document, non-locals should be rejected by all Kashmiris, and whoever tries to help them would be in the enemy list. The document reads, whosoever will be proven involved in allotting land to any non-local will be considered as an enemy of Kashmir. Even those officials, no matter who they are, those who sign the documents or carry forward the files, will come in this enemy list. The document also states that the J&K police was lured with rewards and awards to carry out operational activities against Kashmiris, and its personnel are also targets. The document also says the properties of occupational forces, especially the Jammu and Kashmir police, shall be targeted particularly of those who are actively taking part in anti-Kashmir struggle activities. It also calls for an attack on the homes of IPS and IAS officers working in the valley. The document adds, if strategy demands, then the Kashmir resistance struggle will be taken outside Kashmir, especially to those parts in India where IPS and IAS officials who work in the valley come from. When the surroundings of these brutal IAS and IPS officers bleed, only then will these brutal officers feel the pain of local Kashmiris. The document further says that admissions of non-locals in education institutions should be opposed tooth and nail. The document says, the occupational Indian regime has already started using universities and colleges for their vicious and anti-Kashmir designs. They have started admitting non-local students and even non-local staff in these institutions. Around 85% of students selected in Central University are non-Kashmiris. So, at student-level organizations, these selections should be opposed tooth and nail, while for the sake of the Kashmir cause, these selections will be opposed on armed struggle level. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode.